Howdy, partners. We're back. Sorry we missed last week, but guess what? We're back.
We're back.
And I don't even feel like we don't even got to intro each other no more. Y'all know what it is.
They know what it is.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what's going on. Josh, man, what's up, bro?
Hey, we got Big Ski in the building holding it down with No Jumper Sports.
Jay, what up?
Let's go. Let's get it.
Man, I couldn't do it without y'all, man.
We back.
Shout out to Bossa Nova. Shout out to Kelvin. You feel me?
The
in the
team
building.
Here.
I want to start off talking about his team. We're going to get to them in a minute. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, man, like, how y'all been, though? How y'all been?
Man.
Wild and crazy kids?
I mean, you know.
I've been exhausted staying up watching all these games right now.
Yeah.
But other than that, getting the studio ready.
Oh, we got a lot of work.
We got a whole lot of work ahead. Coming off last week's live show. Still exhausted off that.
Big old
I was going to say, like, shout out to you, man, because.
Oh, I mean, shout out for all of us, but.
They need to know you had a big deal.
Oh yeah.
You feel what
Josh,
I'm saying?
Josh made that happen for sure.
So, like, hey, I want y'all to know. Shout out to the
team
boy,
effort.
Josh.
Go look at that fucking vlog, the No Jumper live vlog, and you'll see my man Ski.
Oh, mm-hmm.
big energy in the building,
man. I just
bro,
was
killed
like,
it with the hosting.
I appreciate
no, you,
it. Man.
You made that thing happen.
I
you
can't
definitely,
wait, bro. I cannot wait
level.
To the next one because do you know I've been in my house now just practicing like, oh yeah. Got so much stuff I'm gonna say next time.
You held
you
it together,
with
bro.
Hairbrush, just impression with the mic and shit. Hey,
man, I got the bald ski. I got the bald ski out.
Shout
John.
Out the haircut.
Got the big logo
hey, come
out.
On, man, logo out here, No Jumper Sports. But shout out to my boy Gustavo, man, because he hooked us up at the job site today. Man, everybody looking
Everyone
clean.
Got a fresh
you feel me?
We
you
fresh
know what
out
saying?
Here.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody's mustache is nice lined up.
Am I right or wrong? But do we have another mic that's on tonight?
I don't know.
Quite possibly.
Hello there!
Oh,
Kelvin, who's also having a legendary week on No Jumper. We can talk about that.
Legendary.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on.
All right. So shout out Kelvin and Bossa, who did do a fucking killer job on the El Rey edit. Trev put it all together. Those guys worked on a bunch of the stuff, so... Team effort all the way around for that.
Man, that's dope, like, hearing that, because, you know, usually it's just, like, you know, people do their own thing with edits and stuff, but to hear
no,
that
this
the
is
homies
a whole team effort.
That they came through on that triangle offense.
They all were out there filming. They're all
Everybody executed.
That.
Fire. Shout out to T-Pot, too, man. Shout out to Trevor, man, one time. Well, I want to say that, too. You feel what I'm saying? Because he did some shit. He was out there running behind me and shit, like, oh, shit, Ski, people were slapping my hand and shit. I'm like, bro, you T-Pot, bro.
For real.
VBC, shit.
But like you said, Josh drew up the game plan, and everybody executed. So I think that's, you know.
For real, that shit was dope. Hey, one thing about that, though, I wanted to speak on is, like, having the input on, like, the song choice. I hit them in the group chat, and I told my brother and T-Rail and Duno, I was like, hey, man, at the end of the day, y'all need to come out to Lil B, Bitch Mob Anthem, bro. I promise y'all, y'all going to have the place going crazy. And then replies back, my brother, fire. T-Rail go, if we come out to that, I'm Hoover stumping the whole time. And I'm like, man, bro, just to see that the homies like was
and
like,
he did.
You feel what I'm saying? Bro, and that shit was fire, bro. Like, that shit was tight, though. Even like bringing Sharp out, bringing Adam House Phone out. Like, bro, that shit right there was like a dream come true that I couldn't even dream. You get what I'm saying? Like, I know for some people, they have like the actual thing they want to do in life. That's not something I ever seen myself doing. You get what I'm saying? And then me, I'm that type of dude, bro. Let's go. What? This is my part? This what y'all need me? Let's go. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Josh hit me up, what was it, 2-3 days before? Mm-hmm. You down? What? Hell yeah, bro. I get to show the energy. I get to show the personality. Let's fucking go. So shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, Jason. Laura, Gina. Everybody that was a part of it that y'all didn't really get to see. Phil was out there. You feel what I'm saying? OG Suicide
For
got
real.
To do his little parade walk.
Oh,
you
yes,
feel
sir.
What I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Vail, you know what I mean? So I know when I like drop names, I always forget people. But everybody that was behind the scenes that rock with us, that's Team No Jumper, especially the VIP section that was up there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And shout out to the El Rey for having us. And I know y'all didn't think we was going to crank it up like that. But thank y'all for having us, though. One love for show.
One person you did forget, and he was there. We got to shout out Donnie, bro. Donnie on the team, and we
see that's what, but yeah. He was in the VIP section, right?
Exactly.
Okay, you feel me?
That's put his name on it. I want to shout Donnie out.
Yep, shout out to
Thumb Cut.
Shout out to Donnie, man. And shout out to all the fans, man, that was in there. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all had the energy too, though. Y'all really gave it back to us in a positive way. So that's one thing we want to say thank you for, because we could go to live shows and we'd be hearing shit. Oh, yeah. Boo, get him off the stage. Ah! You know what I mean? So thank you, y'all, for enjoying that in a peaceful way. Didn't nobody get beat up? Did nobody get pushed?
Nobody threw.
You know what I mean? Nothing
no
happened,
no pressure
bro.
Situations.
Like, bro, that's why I jumped off except the stage, one. Bro, because I seen everybody's face. I was looking. I'm like, it's all smiles, bro. And they're like literally like. I'm like, fuck that. I gotta go.
I thought you were gonna crowd surf for a second.
Bro, you want me to tell you what I did have in mind? That's crazy you just said that, bro. I wanted to start the wave.
Oh.
I really wanted to start
been
the
a
wave.
Short one just back and
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, no, I would have started it from the front.
To the back. Oh,
yeah.
Shit, okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
But it was hard.
Next one. We going to bring that out. Hey, man, but for real, I wanted to say thank you, y'all, for real, for putting me a part of that. That shit was so fucking dope. Thanks, man. Love y'all forever. Shout out to No Jumper. Let's get into some baseball.
Crack of the bat.
You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to the LA Dodgers, man.
Bro, on a run.
What's going on?
Bro, I just recently seen like four to five games where they was just smacking people, bro. It's still, I like how they play like two teams a few times, but they just recently got their ass whooped the other night, man. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, my cousin told me on bets, he was just like, bro, when you bet baseball and it's on the Dodgers, if they off of a loss, bet on them. And I'm like, why? He's just like, bro, Dodgers really don't go into a fucking 3-4 game slump like that. So I'm like, all right, I'll take your bet. But guess what?
Womp, 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 womp.
It'd be just my luck when I try to bet on the home teams, man. Every time I be talking shit, talking about my home team, we just get smacked, bro. Mashed potato face. Like, but I really wanted to say, like, shout out to the Dodgers because y'all really making a push. The New York Yankees is making a push too. I think
New York
like,
in general is making a push.
The Mets are going.
The
crazy.
Mets, yeah, bro. The two best teams right now out.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Running both leagues.
How y'all feeling about the Anaheim Angels? I've been paying attention to that dude.
I'm still on them. You know what I mean? I fuck with them. I'm always pay attention and shit. But you know, I've been. Yeah, I'm riding for the Jays right now. I told you, you know, that's really my squad for the year. You know, the A's is sucking horrible right now. So,
man,
no hope
be
there
right.
right now.
They're gonna be all right, man. No
yeah. We early in this
keep
season.
Keep hope alive. Keep hope
always,
alive.
Always.
What's up with you, Josh? How you feeling about the baseball season?
Well, Red Sox are in last place, but the thing that really doesn't matter, or matters, I think, the most. Baseball doesn't matter just quite yet up until we get through these playoffs with the NBA and the NHL. So I ain't worried about baseball too
plenty
much.
Plenty of baseball
right now.
Left.
Long year, long series. We start talking baseball again, I'll start caring, but I'm going to stand this one out. I'm not betting baseball either because, like you said, I tried a couple games early this year. There's no way to read anything.
Yeah.
Nope.
You're just going blind with a lot of this stuff. You got to see like so much more numbers and trends as the year goes on.
Yeah.
People are going to get hurt. I don't know. Baseball's tough for me right now.
I feel that. We was out in Vegas, me, Bossa Nova, and Kelvin, and I put a bet in like for the Milwaukee Brewers to win, bro. And they fucked around and won. Like,
oh, nice little come up.
No,
what was the payout?
It was like an extra like $30. But it was just like, just randomly, like, come on, bro. Milwaukee.
What made you mad on
exactly. That's said, exactly what I'm saying. Like,
all right, Brewers.
Y'all, man, okay, this is what we got going on, Kelvin. It's these teams right here. I did a parlay, got smacked on the Dodgers. Braves lost, but the Brewers won. But something told me put in a regular ticket head up with the Brewers. And I ended up doing it, won. And it's like, that was my first time winning, like, even betting, like, on sports books. You know what I mean? So,
oh, for sure.
Winning on baseball, that shit was just like, damn, bro, this is really fucking tough.
Little rando,
like too. You, like you saying, you can't pick. Woo, somebody got a hammy.
I heard that in my headphones. So I smell it. That made it on the mic for sure.
Hold on. Wow.
It's a big motor outside.
I'm about to come through the
Somebody
building.
Is going ham. Fast like a NASCAR. Young Jeff Gordon coming up.
Need to put that in the thing.
You feel what I'm saying? But all right. But yeah, I do. I'm not going to lie. I do want to go see that pitcher out there at Anaheim Angels.
Ohtani, bro.
I really want to go see him, though.
I want to see him hit. I want to see him pitch and hit. That motherfucking nice.
Bro, he got size. You feel me, Paul? So he might smack them motherfuckers up out the damn.
Oh, yeah. He been.
I want to ski it.
Yeah, we got to make
Josh,
that happen.
What's been going down in hockey, bro?
Dude, I'm so glad you asked about that. I've been waiting to talk playoff hockey.
I've been waiting to hear it.
Since this show started like 12 episodes, 13 episodes ago, mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this.
Okay.
Meaningful hockey for us to talk about. So, what is it? Right now it's Thursday night, Friday morning, whenever we're filming this.
Mm-hmm.
This will drop Sunday, so a lot of shit is going to change. So whatever I say now could totally make any sense by the time y'all hear this.
But you got this.
But I'm going to feel so confident.
You got this.
All right, speak it.
I want to talk about speak two things it. Right now. Both things going on. One with my Bruins. They forced a game 7. They're still in this thing. They're taking on the Carolina Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Bruins are not a good hockey team right now. I don't think they're going to win the Cup. But I think they fucked around and going to stick around a little bit, and now it's a one-game series. It could be Sunday, and I'm going to say Bruins won, and we feel great about them going into the next round.
There we go, big Bruins.
And who knows what happens next
round.
But they ain't winning the Cup, but getting to the next round always makes shit a little exciting.
My bookie odds on the Bruins winning. Are they going crazy right now if I put that bet in?
Yeah, because their shot is very little.
Let's go, Bruins.
Oh, that's what we in it for.
Josh always say I go against him, right? Mm-hmm. On the bets.
I got a future on
I'm
them.
Right, with,
right
you.
With me. Let's go.
I'm right.
Hey,
with
let's
you.
Do it. Hey,
let's fucking right, let me, go,
I'll put
bro.
Something on it. I'll put something on it with you.
This being said, this is a terrible pick. There's much better picks.
Nah, I love the long shot, though.
Okay.
I love the long shot payout.
It's all good.
Cool. Garbage odds, but Bruins still got a chance here, so maybe we're looking at them going on in the second round when this airs. Or their season ended and fuck them.
All right, so
on the next season. But there's one more thing I wanted to talk about.
Wait, before you get there.
Go
before you
it.
Get there.
Go
I want to stay on the Bruins right quick.
All right.
So what if we do that, a bet that, because it might, like you said, it's going to be Sunday. So if they win, right?
Yep.
Let's bet on like the third game that they win. How many games do they play? Is it like 7?
Best of 7 game series.
Let's bet like that they win like game 3 and like fucking 2 or something like that.
Oh, in the next series?
Yes.
I don't think we can place those bets until
they advance.
Right. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Because we can't put nothing in for Sunday,
right? So we're
just
saying
that
we're going to do it regardless. We're going, if they get in, we're going in hard on 2
and 3. Yeah. Because guess what? We're predicting it now. We're riding with them right now.
I bet them every game. But yeah, let's go 2 and 3.
Straight up.
Let's do it.
All right, fuck it. Let's go.
One more second.
No, go for it.
Akil Thomas. I got a bet on the LA Kings too because they in there too, right?
Hey, they're up right now. They're up 3-2 on Edmonton.
Okay.
Edmonton's supposed to be a really good team. I don't know if this was going to be Canada's year to win the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
They had, three teams in it. But that kind of brings me to my next point that I wanted to talk about.
All right.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Get it.
Oh, yeah.
What do you know about the Toronto Maple Leafs?
I don't know nothing, but I know their jersey is tight as hell.
Yes. One of the original hockey franchises.
Okay.
One of the oldest ones. They have not won a championship since 1967.
That's like, it's a movie.
And for like a good chunk of like 1960 whatever to like 1970 something, there's only like 6 teams, maybe 12 teams.
Okay.
Not a big league. They have not won in a long ass time.
And they just lost today in OT. So they have a game 7.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to bring up. They have not been able to get out of the first round of the playoffs in 18 years.
God. Mm-hmm.
They've been up 3-1 on series against the Bruins and lost in the last couple of years, like a couple times.
My bookie.
The Tampa Bay. you got to hear about this play that it just cashed out. It all cashed out tonight.
Oh.
Tampa Bay Lightning, for the last 3 years in the playoffs, have not lost back-to-back playoff games. Any playoff loss followed by a win. 16-0. The last 3 years.
They ain't letting no losing
streak. They lost. They were down 3-2.
My bookie.
Game went to overtime. What did I bet tonight? Bruins. Lightning. Cha-ching. Lightning win tonight in overtime.
My bookie!
I'm telling you right now, Toronto is cursed. They are not getting out of the first round. Put everything you have on the Lightning winning game 7.
That's right. See?
I would bet that a lot heavier than I would bet on the Bruins going past the next round.
See?
That's we bet small on the Bruins, mm-hmm. and we bet big on Tampa.
I got a hot 80 for the Bruins. Let's you know go. What I'm saying?
No, the hockey's going to be interesting. In the West, you got Colorado, which is probably the best team. They swept Nashville, so they're already on. In the East, you got Florida taking on the Capitals. They're about to. This is going to be Sunday, so that could be over. Florida's a really good team, so.
We riding with the Bruins.
Watching the hockey Kings, the next couple of weeks is going to be fun.
Maple Leafs, right?
We like the Kings. We like the
Bruins.
The Oilers. We like about
Tampa.
60% of the field right now. We're on ski terms right now. We like most of the field.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all we'll know we'll me, limit man. It down I'm as we get through.
Ain't low line roulette. I'm outside. Yeah.
Outside? I'm playing all the insides. It's going to do all something. Of them.
Oh, yeah. We spreading that out.
For real. Whoa.
Oh my god.
Perfect timing, Kelvin.
You really don't think the Maple Leafs have what it takes to break the curse?
No. They're cursed.
Is it a team thing? Like their team just isn't built to beat the Lightning, or you just think it's just like the curse is just too
I don't
strong?
Actually believe in curses, but I do think that they're just mentally weak and don't have the ability to get over. Because the Maple Leafs have a core team of like really good talent, like Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, guys that are in their like fifth, sixth years, like really top end talent, and they haven't still not been able to get over that hump.
Damn.
They've had really good coaches, they've had really good GMs go through that system.
Still no breakthrough.
Still haven't been able to crack it. And they're going against the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champs right now. So the odds are like I had Tampa going through, but they've been playing good. They had 2 chances now. They'll have had 2 chances now to close them out.
That's fire, though.
It's Tomas.
Hey, Kelvin, you be watching up on hockey?
Here and there. I usually tune in come playoffs.
I love hockey highlights.
Hockey is so fucking fun to watch.
It's intense.
That's what's up.
And the highlights, they're kind of basketball-esque. They be out there mixing people on the ice.
Ankles?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ankles?
What's dope about playoff hockey, like in the past, is that they usually like don't call nearly as many playoffs, so it's penalties, so it's a much more physical game. So you get away with a lot more. Mm-hmm. This year, not so much. This year, there's a whole lot of penalties still being called, a whole lot of special teams goals. Mm. So it's kind of a different game this playoff round. So I'm hoping as the playoffs go around, the refs get a little bit looser with letting shit go again, bring that fun hockey back. But hey, there's been a lot of goals, a lot of goal scoring, a lot of fun shit to watch. So
yeah. Not as dope.
Let's keep
man.
On watching it, and I love the Kings to get through game.
Man, they gonna do some stuff, man. I'm gonna start tapping in a whole lot more. You feel what I'm saying? Because it sounds like super interesting. I know it's not boring. I was watching SportsCenter, bro. Man, I wish I remembered the name of this guy, bro. I remember this guy I watched yesterday. His name was Pavelski. That's tight. Okay. It was like on the top 10, bro. Top 10 plays. It was a guy, he's fucking skating, bro. And he's behind the fucking goal. He did what you did with the fucking ball. Like he flipped it on the stick, mm-hmm. held it, and they thought the puck was somewhere totally different, bro. It tripped me the fuck out. He flipped it right onto his stick. He threw it over the goal, bro, ooh. Right over the net, bro.
I love that play.
And then his fucking teammate just came out of nowhere. Pow! Mm-hmm. And that shit made me look at hockey way differently because it was like, bro, that takes talent. Like
skills is crazy,
bro.
Did you think that like kind of the game was just played on the ice surface where like
so
there wasn't a whole lot of like elevation where you're just like sticks going back and forth?
No, it just was like it was the same thing I thought about like with soccer. Like I thought everybody was just running loose. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Until somebody sat me down and was like, nah, bro, look, everybody has a position. It's moving. Like I'm like, damn, bro, like wait. I thought people but no, nah, when it took that for me to sit there and be like, wait, it's totally fucking different.
It's not quite the same, but like there is a little bit of similarities mm-hmm. with like basketball. Mm-hmm. Setting up zones, mm-hmm. keeping possession.
Yeah, the shifting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Continuously. And then hockey, it's a bigger surface. They're on skates, so it's faster moving. So it's just there's more cover, there's more area to cover, but it's like a faster moving zone possession type of thing, you know?
It's
you
can, wild,
you
bro.
Understand the game if you understand yeah. like certain, if you understand that about the sport.
It should look like Twister just moving up the damn.
I want to go to a game so bad because I also think about the way it's set up. It looks like there's not really a bad seat in the house in terms of like the action is all over the ice. It's right. everywhere. So
yeah,
it looks like a fun game to spectate, like to pull up, you know what I mean?
Real tall.
There can definitely be bad seats depending on what the rink is. And if you're like on the edge, you have the boards. So like that shit can cut angles. So if you don't, if you have a good, if you're up, you're pretty good. You can see the big screen, you'll be fine. Because whatever you lose, but where we were sitting for the UFC fight, about halfway up behind a net, where you can see completely over the surface.
Yeah, you don't want to be eye level with them.
No, that's kind of my favorite. Where you have just a little bit of overhead, because then you can see the play develop. Yeah. You can see shit open.
Mm-hmm. See, that'll make you understand the game more better, too, having better seats.
Oh, for sure.
Man, I got word that we might possibly be taking a trip. Where? For New Year's Eve?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we jumping into this.
So yeah, what's going on?
So let's rewind it. Why we would be going this is because the NFL just released the schedule for this year.
Yes, sir.
Do you think
that's
a big deal? Do you guys get excited with the schedule dropping?
Well, I mean, yes, because of what we're talking about right now.
We get to scope it out.
There's actually two things.
It's going to be like 6-7 months from now.
Two big things on the schedule announcement. We'll go to this one first.
Yeah.
Raiders, Niners in Las Vegas, New Year's Day, January 1st. Bruh. We are trying to manifest that, us pulling up. You're going to see us in Vegas, bro. The whole Bay going to be there. You know, all the L.A. going to be there. It's going to be a movie. So that's definitely, that's a goal for us.
What?
And then, but the other big thing on the thing, Russell Wilson on the Broncos playing first game against Seattle in Seattle.
Crazy. First game against his ex-team. That's like you breaking up with your girl and you with your new girl in the mall and you see your old thing. You like, oh, damn.
That's the other one we manifesting right now.
Woo!
Do you think that
Look
game...
Look how I'm living.
You think that game was drawn up?
Or Hell yeah.
I always think the first game is definitely picked. But
for sure.
There's like, isn't there a formula for who you play based on where you fall, like where you end up at the end of the season? So
that's what I was thinking. It would have went from last season or something like
right,
that.
Right, like certain divisions will play each other and you'll play everyone in that division, but then if you finish third, you're gonna only third place in X, Y, and Z's division. So
like your rank.
Strength of schedule's kind of determined based off
so
of
maybe you
season.
Get your pool and then they come up with the schedule. So do you think that they Seattle and Denver was already pulled together?
I think that was determined just based off of like the storyline. Yeah,
of course. If that's the case, why didn't you think they do Tampa Patriots as the opening game?
I think they did that last year.
Yeah.
Was it the opening game?
Yeah, or it was for sure.
It was definitely national. It was the national coverage game, but that was not, like maybe it was the Sunday night game, but it was.
This one is a Thursday night game.
Yeah,
huh?
This is the first one of the season.
Thursday season opener.
Which is the hardest game to predict again.
Who y'all got?
I mean, without having gone through training camp,
Who y'all got?
I ain't betting on the Broncos, so it's definitely the Seahawks.
100% betting on Russell Wilson.
In a new offense?
Yes.
You think it's going to work?
Yes.
Bro, that dude is amazing, man. I'm not even going to lie to
you. I take nothing away from him.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. That dude is amazing.
I think he has a lot of pent-up aggression against Seattle for not protecting him and doing more for him and why he left. This is his Super Bowl. He'll probably never win a Super Bowl. He's not going to win it on Denver.
They're gonna do nothing but play future
his Super Bowl
in the stadium.
But bro. I don't know because if he was doing all that he was doing on
Seattle
with no weapons and no line,
about to say, bro, he had the homie Richard.
I mean, but
on the defense
no weapons
side.
Though
on the exactly. Yeah, but
you
I'm
know
like,
what I'm saying,
he's had DK Metcalf for the last 2 years. He's had TJ Lockett. He's
but you have to think that was DK Metcalf coming in as a rookie, so he still needed some coaching, and he still never had an offensive line, and they still kind of did the like running back by committee type joint, like. It was what, like Rashad Penny and like
And the only time he had a good running back, they didn't use him in the one time they needed to win the Super Bowl.
Highly agreed. Because I remember that game. I was so pissed off.
That's, I don't know. Maybe the Atlanta game is my favorite Super Bowl, but that, I don't know. That might have been my favorite.
Damn. That's crazy.
I've never been more, because, yo, we'll talk about coming off plays. The Pats had been burned in the fourth quarter of two Super Bowls in a row at that point, but since they had won their last one. So I was used to something really fucking bad happening right at the end of the game, and it was lining up to be that. It was lining up to be exactly that again.
The on the opposite side looking in, on the opposite side looking in, bro, the Pats have so many fourth quarters winning.
Mm-hmm. But they had that all early. Like, they did all of that early in Brady's career, mm-hmm. and then since then they had lost to the Giants. Like, that is a long time. Like, totally new regimes. The only consistency really in all that is Brady. Huh. Like, I was ready for that to fail. Like, in Atlanta, at that point you kind of believed in it now because he had done it at a young age. He had done it recently.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Like, you really can't count Tom Brady out. You can't count that team out. Like, nope. That was an amazing run. But that one play, that last couple drives in Seattle, the up and down, like, that high that quickly. Yeah.
Got to give Seattle their props, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like one really big climax versus one prolonged climax with the Atlanta one, because that was a whole ass half of football of them coming back.
Bro, Matt Ryan? You don't fuck with him?
I fuck with Matty Ice. He played at BC.
Please, Kelvin, come on.
I was born in Atlanta, so it's like there's that base level love for him, but
I knew it was one of those.
He's like a regular season quarterback to me. Yeah. Like, he'll have an MVP season, regular season, but once it comes playoff time.
He had great regular season numbers for most of his career.
Fantasy football, I'll draft him.
Don't tell me you feel
putting
like,
money on a postseason?
Okay, Kelvin. Yeah, you ain't right. Kelvin.
Never.
I'm a Cowboy fan. You cannot say he's equivalent to Tony Romo.
I'd take Matty Ice over Tony Romo.
Okay, I was about to say, because Tony Romo.
Both of them.
Fuck!
If I'm picking one of them in the postseason,
I might pick Tony Romo over Matt Ryan.
Who has more career playoff wins? Because I know they both have zero combined Super Bowls, but I'm pretty sure Matty Ice might even have more playoff wins than Tony Romo.
Matt Ryan didn't win a Super Bowl?
No.
None of them.
The Falcons don't have a Super Bowl at all. They have two NFC championships.
Every time like that? That hurts.
Yeah.
Fuck! Tony Romo, man. Telling you, bro.
Will not be coming on the podcast.
No. Bro, no. I'll be sitting here just like, Josh, man, just go ahead, man. I'm going to sit this one out.
Sit this one out. You're going to be outside waiting on him.
Tackle his ass right now.
We couldn't do Troy Aikman.
No, we would have to. That's my favorite, bro.
We could, but he's busy working. But not at Fox, because him and Joe Buck are leaving Fox. And who's going to be coming in?
Us.
That would be incredible.
But
before that, Tom Brady. Tom motherfucking Brady.
Bossa Nova. $375 million, 10 years. That's a whole lot of chalupa, my friend.
Whenever you want to start.
To talk some
You don't have
shit.
To come in now. You don't have to come in next
For
year.
For real.
Whenever you want to come
Amazing
start,
terms.
You got a job waiting for you here. And that's just the starting
$375 million. $5 million.
And he earned $333 in his NFL
career.
We talking about decades.
And you're talking about just one job. He's going to have multiple jobs and multiple. He's going to have a TV talk show before that.
He's been waiting for so long to flex his paper on Giselle. Because everybody been always, you know, like, they just guap the fuck up as a couple. Like, but everybody's like, but she the one bringing the paper. Now Tom's like, you see his paycheck?
They're on the Jay-Z Beyonce right now.
But I'm like, does the earning, does that even matter when you have like 5-6 Super Bowl rings?
Bro, he's
just have it all now. Yeah, you just like, literally have everything.
If you're the best at football, what else can you do in football? Like,
bro. I'm gonna say this now.
Since
we talking about Brady.
Okay.
Best
to ever do it.
See, you can't never let me just get mine off, man.
I'm letting you get it off. I just want to make sure his title's right.
Like, I want to fucking give Tom Brady his flowers, right?
The GOAT.
Because, like, one thing I'm about the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And when a motherfucker will pay you $375 million
to do something you've never done before.
And, bro, like, you are him. Like, there's no way around that. Because it's money, bro. You would not be the guy getting offered $375.
I'm interested in some of the terms, like, how much is guaranteed money?
Like, $375 million. That's Tom Brady. They wouldn't. They it's probably
10 years, right? 375 for 10 years.
He probably got it so disclosed that they wouldn't even put the remainder he had to give away. You feel what I'm saying? They probably would have said, "Oh, 500, 600." But nah, he probably like, "Yep, take y'all's and put exactly what I'm getting."
Yeah,
I think he got enough rank to do that.
He holds the highest rank.
You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I really think he. I think he do.
Does Michael Strahan do Fox?
Michael Strahan been holding it down for a minute, too.
Because I know Michael Strahan is represented by the same dude who represents Tom Brady.
Oh. But
and
guess
I think
what?
That might be another reason he's ending up there.
Yeah, but shit. Michael Strahan probably like, damn.
Do you think like ES...
Michael Strahan also has so much experience on television. So as a personality... In a different field, like you would think he should be a higher earner than Brady.
Yeah, but he's
for that.
But he's hired by them as an NFL analyst. He also, I think, has a show with like ABC or whatever where mm-hmm. has a talk show. Yeah, like, he has multiple.
And he's on
streams.
Good Morning America.
Yeah, Good Morning America. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking about. That and then doesn't he do Dancing on the Stars too? Before he was
he does
out?
Game shows. Probably, he does a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's been able to do a lot, but I think he's represented he's by the same dude who manages Tom Brady. But so if you got $375 from Fox, what do you think like ESPN and CBS might have offered him? NBC?
Probably $200.
Yeah, I was gonna say
they was talking a quarter shit. And then he got back on the phone like, nah, man, they offering me this. So guess what?
I'm going with my bookie.
Because it's guaranteed money for something he's never done. He's but never been amazing. On screen analyst. You guys ever watch any of the Manning cast last year?
Oh, was it Monday Night Games?
Monday Night Games, yeah.
I've seen like clips and snippets on YouTube when they bring on guests and whatnot.
I kind of like them more as like talking, almost like podcasting, just being themselves watching the games than I do like their breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did that shit for decades and decades of like, and they know that shit so good. So mm-hmm. it's like someone like Romo, has he like been able to bring it of like the knowledge and then the commentary to match it?
I think that was one thing. Like, I feel like Tony Romo, I don't know if his commentary was the best, but, like, seeing his football brain at work during the game and him literally calling the plays before they snapped it, he's like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, this linebacker's in coverage. This safety's dropped back too far. Yep, he's going to go across the middle. And then it happens.
Yeah.
That was kind of like, oh, shit.
But then when it didn't happen and he...
And I think that was the thing. Like, I feel like they probably told him, like, yo, you got to calm down on, like, trying to predict the play calls.
Right.
It wasn't always panning out.
Bad podcasting, Josh. Don't do it.
Oh, I see. You wish you had the blammy right now.
Take your hat off. Take your hat off and do it.
Yeah, you might as well just do it at this point.
You want to use disasters?
Go
ahead. Nope. I'm going to eat it.
They get it?
No.
Fuck.
So, damn, bro, you got this nigga over here gangbanging on me now, man.
If I had the hat, I would have got it.
Shit.
No, that was bad podcasting.
Yeah,
it's all good, though. So, yeah, man, hold on. We still on football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck that. I want to talk about – oh, could you – Jay, please, could you please bring up on your phone the schedule, please, while we talking about this? Because I want to see exactly what the Cowboys got ahead of them on their first game. You feel what I'm saying? And it might look ugly, but it might be a good day.
I know you guys are talking about New Year's Day, Raiders – mm-hmm. 49ers in Vegas. 2 weeks before that.
Oh, actually, look at that.
December 18th. Pats are going to be in Vegas.
Ooh.
And again, I'm not mad at that.
We could just go and stay for 2 weeks.
I'm telling you, I want to do a New Year's Eve in Vegas and roll that over into a New Year's Day.
That'll be cracking. So, look, first week, we got Buffalo. the Rams. You feel what I'm saying? Who would y'all ride with on that?
What would you say?
Buffalo and Rams. Against the Cowboys in both of those games.
No, this is just Buffalo and the Rams.
Oh, I'm going Rams.
No, I'm going Buffalo.
I'm going Buffalo, too. Okay. I'm not even going to lie. All right.
In Buffalo? Defending champs?
I'm going with Buffalo, Kelv.
I'm going with Buffalo, too. I just wanted to kind of get
there.
Josh Allen is a savage.
We're going to run through them, y'all. Hold on. We got New Orleans at Falcons, Atlanta.
I'm going to go for Atlanta.
Who's the quarterbacks?
I'm going with Atlanta.
Yeah, I think do the Saints have a quarterback already? Like
Jameis.
Yikes.
Who y'all going with?
I need to know who the quarterback is. Again,
ATL. The fact that Jameis is the Saints quarterback, I'm automatically going with that.
No, the draft just went through training camps. There might be a couple more trades, injuries. I'm not picking anything at this point.
This ain't written in stone.
Facts.
I'm picking all blue teams.
That's fair.
So I was going to say.
All right, next game, Frisco, Chicago Bears.
There's no blue, but I guess Chicago.
There's blue.
That's navy blue.
Bro.
It's a type of blue, so I guess we're going Bears.
I'm going Frisco.
I'm going to go Frisco.
Niners, yeah.
Pitts, Bengals.
Bengals.
Oh, Bengals, yeah.
Burrow. No blue on out.
I'm going Steelers.
What? No lie.
I'm going tie. First game of the season.
I'm going Steelers.
The Steelers almost
Big
always
tie.
The Steelers show? Almost always have a tie.
Hey, for sure, I'm a bet on this game right here.
And the Bengals always tie. Those are two teams that always tie. If I'm going to put any bet down, knowing nothing about this season, tie that game.
That's a big move. Do that.
Put hey, all your money on a tie.
For sure, on this game, I'm betting with Detroit Lions over the Philadelphia Eagles. For sure, for sure.
Kelvin's going to disagree with you 100 times out of 100.
I'm damn near not fucking with you now. That's
but,
crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to have to.
You said Lions over Eagles, bro.
Lions are blue, so I'm with you on this one.
Oh, my God.
No, I knew he was going to say that. That's why I was like.
We flying on that one.
But no, for sure, for sure. I'm going with the Eagles, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to ride with my boy Kelvin. Hey, Josh, we got one right here. This is low-key a good one, too. New England, Miami. That's a good game.
So
now,
I'm going to tell you why I love and why I hate this game.
Breakdown.
Uh-oh.
The Patriots always play Miami early in the season, and they always lose. And that one loss against them always kind of fucks them come playoff time when they could be resting and they have to play through the end of the season. They're not going to get shit done, but Miami does have a lot of offensive weapons that they brought in.
Mm.
Tyreek Hill.
Hey, so look.
I want
so
to.
Look.
Oh no, I actually had it written down. I want to look the rest of the list.
Now. Hold on.
No, it's not. It's
so look. So
I
want
to know what I'm talking about.
So look, I'm going with New England simply because he's saying that they usually get smacked by them early in the season. So guess what? It's a new year. It's a new day. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with New England over the Dolphins on that game. What about you?
I'm going to go Dolphins. I'm going to stick to the Dolphins.
Kel, New England, Dolphins?
I'm going to go Dolphins.
Okay.
I'm going to bet every dollar I have on the Pats, but
I just don't have the same faith in them ever since Tom Brady.
No.
Yeah.
It's a completely different
That's
team.
That's why I'm going to ride with them. That's why I'm riding with them, because it's a new team, it's a new day.
And they're blue.
And I know they're going to have something to prove, because everybody going to be like, Tom Brady ain't there no more, man.
Mac
and
Jones.
It might be completely different.
I mean,
where,
last season they didn't have Tom.
They had a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, well, Mac Jones?
Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Mac Jones.
Mac
Jones.
Oh, gosh. So let's go. We got Baltimore and New York Jets.
Baltimore.
We'll go Ravens, too.
You said the Jets or the Giants? The Jets?
Jets.
I was thinking about going with the Jets.
J-E-T.
Never, never, ever.
I could play for the Jets.
Ever.
Bro, we need to go get a 10-day.
See, what you need to learn is you bet against the Jets every single time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Jackson?
They're good parlay fillers.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have two teams that you kind of know, whatever team, like, you kind of want to, like, help fill out a three-team, five-team parlay.
Little tip
you
there.
Bet the Jets. That's easy money.
Bookie. Yes, sir.
So, now we got Jacksonville and Washington.
Jacksonville's blue.
I was just going to say Washington for sure.
The Commanders?
The Commanders. Bro.
Oh, is that what
yeah.
they is?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah, the Commanders.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
they're no longer the Washington football team. They're the Washington Bro. Commanders.
The Washington Commandos.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like the football team was damn near better.
Football yeah. team was way better. They should have never changed it.
I'm for football sure going. Team. Yeah, I'm going to Jacksonville. The football just because team. They changed it. Mm-hmm. They're going yeah, Commando. Yeah.
We going
fuck
Big
them.
Jacks.
Even right, though the sure. Commanders do have Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I'm out of there though. They changed.
They
it.
They have a decent team, and they have a. They're in a division where they
I ain't
could probably.
With
it,
Kelvin.
I used New to fuck name. With Carson Wentz too.
I know. I think he's past his prime.
Shouldn't have became a Commander.
We got Cleveland Browns and
Cleveland Steamers.
The Carolina Panthers.
Blue.
Panthers.
For real? Browns have been like fuck Manziel. Like was nah, he like it's, was it's, he like this no, I'm saying was oh, he like they, the spell? Like was he like the spell, bro?
They I mean, were they doomed. Were, yeah, they've been yeah, doing, honestly, they've been doomed yeah, since Bill been, Belichick left.
Oh
yeah, like
Belichick took any chances they had with him.
Honestly. I feel like Manziel was just one of those, like, I mean, at this point, we can't get any worse. So, you know, it's like,
I mean, Manziel,
fuck it, he's going to sell tickets on, just because, you know what I mean? Like,
let's throw Money Man out there. Yeah. Let's throw Richie Rich out there, man.
Fuck it. He'll sell tickets.
Man, he going to fucking have a bar fight next week. Just fuck it.
No, but Deshaun Watson's going to be there, and that's going to be interesting since he didn't play at all last year. And he's gotten past his cases, I think, completely at this point since they signed him and he's training. I think he's playing. I don't think there's any suspension or anything like that. So
that's crazy. Fred,
you know, Sean Watson's supposed to be one of the you know better quarterbacks
for sure.
Played on a shitty ass team for his entire career.
But I mean, is the Browns any better? They don't have Odell anymore. But Jarvis that, Landry's
they were
kinda...
better without Odell. You, they were statistically better without Odell.
Nobody's better without Odell.
I think every team he's left has been better without it since Odell.
The Giants for sure haven't.
I guess the Giants haven't been better.
Not the Giants.
Nobody's better.
But the Browns
Odell.
Played better when Odell was
Odell
hurt.
Odell was the guy.
Yeah, but I think that's partially just due to him not wanting to be there and just the whole morale and locker room just being.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You don't think he's a locker room guy?
So who we got?
I got the not Panthers with winning. Y'all the way y'all down in the damn Browns right now. So next off, we got the Colts. Man, remember back in the day the Colts used to be so fucking good. Now they
stupid
just,
raw. Womp, womp,
womp. They went from Houston, Texans.
Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck.
That's what I'm saying. They was
even
they really
last year
run,
when they
bro.
Had Carson Wentz, they were like kind of dangerous.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure what was it Jonathan Taylor, the running back. He was mm-hmm. like he's like top three in fantasy
he's
or whatever.
The best
it was.
Running back last yeah. 2 years.
You fuck with him?
No.
Oh, okay. I was
because
about to
they're
say,
an AFC rival.
Like,
no, because they're an AFC rival. They were good for a long time against the Pats. So like, I naturally don't like the Colts.
Wait, who do they have quarterback now? Is it Brissett back in there, or did they sign somebody?
No, they have. In my head, it was Matt Ryan, but I know he didn't leave. Calvin, this is why we have you here. You
look it up.
I was about to say, are y'all going to pick a team or y'all? What are we
they do have blue. Matt Ryan.
See? Oh, I didn't make that shit up. Matt Ryan is on the Colts. I'm going awesome. Blue. Matt Ryan.
Okay.
Matty Ice. Bring it back. Call back.
Over Houston?
Yeah, fuck Houston.
I'll take the Colts on that, too.
For sure.
Ride with the gang. Colts.
I'm going to ride with Houston just because y'all all ride with the Colts.
Who's Houston's quarterback? Who's Houston's coach?
Hey, you don't know him.
Nobody does.
Is that what this show
you
is?
Don't know
him. I think that's what this show is no. about.
No, but I'm saying
you don't know.
You don't know
Deshaun
him either.
Watson,
like,
they have
what?
Davis Mills as their starter so far and Kyle
oh, yeah.
Allen as a backup.
Oh, yeah, you reading too. But I
not
feel
good,
it, though.
Though.
No, I get mm-hmm. it, though. But, yeah, New York Giants, Tennessee Titans.
Oh,
Titans.
Big Titans.
Light blue.
I'm riding with a gang. I'm riding with a gang. Green Bay, Minnesota. I'm going with Green Bay. Mm. Fuck that.
I'll go Green Bay.
Just because my
think
neighbor beat.
Be a good game.
My neighbor beat. Yeah, they like rivals.
Is it in Green Bay?
Nope. Minnesota.
Mm. I still ride Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm running with Green Bay.
I think I'm going to go to Vikings on this one.
Cheesehead.
Gouda. Purple's closer to blue than green. So.
Purple people eating.
Actually, and that's not true. Green is just as close to purple as blue as purple.
The
is.
Packers don't have Devontae Adams anymore, though.
They don't.
The
who is Aaron Rodgers throwing
prove your
to?
Point.
In a color chart, green is just as far away from purple as blue. As I'm just going to make that.
Oh, we should edit that.
All right, I'm going to go.
Oh, God.
Vikings.
That's right.
We
that's
can split
right.
that one.
Okay.
You chose the Vikings. Oh, you said Green Bay.
Yeah, I said I fuck with Green Bay.
All right, KC or KC. Arizona.
No, I'm going Arizona.
I was about to say Arizona.
I'm going
to
go Cardinals.
That is an insane pick. You're going to bet against the Chiefs?
But honestly, the Chiefs did not look that great regular season last year.
But they didn't have to look great because they can win the game in any kind of fashion they want to.
Very especially true. They early that kind on, of they're making all these mentality, adjustments. Like,
early in the season, you're waiting to see a ton of stuff.
But there's no Tyreek Hill there either.
That's probably facts better.
At all.
Is it, though? Because it's like, even if Tyreek Hill is hurt, mm-hmm. you have to pay attention. Like, he can always stretch your defense. So him not being out there, they do still have a bunch of burners, but...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is the offense going to look the same without him?
Do you think the offense is going to be designed the same way where...
Hell no.
I think it kind of is in the sense because they have... What is it like?
Bro, Tyreek Hill is a freak of nature, bro.
But they
you
had
can't
like,
have
they
everybody
had like,
doing what he... Can't nobody do that shit.
They but had that's Hardman what I'm saying is like you couldn't... They had like two or three people that ran like four threes or something crazy.
They had some really fast hell dudes, no. but with Tyreek Hill, it almost didn't matter the route he ran because if he... Yeah, he's just going to burn it. And all Mahomes had to do was bide enough time for him to burnish it and then...
Yeah.
We're going to see, though. We're going to see if the mother cats, though, that Kelvin just named.
I definitely don't think Tua is going to be able to throw the ball to Hill anywhere nearly close to what he's used to getting.
Raiders, Chargers.
You already know I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go
Chargers. Chargers, light blue. Raiders.
Herbert, savage.
Baby blue. All right, last but not least, Tampa Bay and Cowboys. Go ahead.
Tampa Bay.
I knew it.
Tampa Bay.
I knew it.
It's only because the Cowboys suck.
Cowboys! I'm right with you, my bookie.
Actually, you know what, though? I need to stay consistent. Cowboys blue.
There we. Hey, thank you, man. He's See?
Y'all can both die on that hill, dude.
Hey, man, so we talked about football pretty much a lot. So let's talk about them Phoenix Suns, Kelvin.
I've been waiting for this one.
Yeah, let's get on them. How you feeling about that, bro? Talk to me.
So just to recap, it's Thursday
night. Damn.
Timestamp this.
It's Thursday night right now. The Phoenix Suns had a very easy chance to advance. But what happened tonight, Kelvin?
I was about to say, yo, you going to save them? You going to let them play? Hell no.
We got time travel a little bit. This is going to come out Sunday. I want people to know where Kelvin stands right now on his Suns.
Honestly, I'm highly disappointed. Because the way they looked the game before, they embarrassed Dallas. So I was kind of expecting at least, like, you know, kind of similar, if not a close game, but I was expecting to win.
Series done tonight.
Because
but they looked like trash today. It was like 20 turnovers, and, like, it was just a nasty game.
Because I brought it up. Like, do you think they threw this game to win it back at home?
Nah.
You really think they got dusted like that?
I really think so. It wasn't even like a complete dusting. It was like a combination of them just not making shots.
That shit
shots.
Was a dusting, bro.
Do you think it was the refs wanting to secure a 7-game series?
I think that was what, like game 3?
I don't
it was
think
like
the
game
refs
three
could
or
do
game,
that a whole
game
game
four.
Yeah, not a whole
the
game.
The calls were
game.
When Chris Paul had his 4 fouls in the first quarter. I think the refs definitely determined that game's
wild.
Outcome.
Hmm.
That game was nasty.
Chris Paul, he got a little background of like going at it with them, so I could see that too.
Yeah, but it's like his play style is not super physical, so for him to get four
no more,
early
he
fouls,
old,
but exactly,
old.
So it's like to expect for him to
he
get
old,
four.
Oh, out there fouling niggas. What you think?
Trying to keep up?
Cuz he's out there. Hold on, hold on, nigga. Goddamn! Oh,
hold on to everything.
Like, damn, little nigga, bruh. For real, bro. I'm telling you, cuz. Trust me, I've been out there trying to hoop recently, and nigga, I'll be out here fouling niggas, cuz.
He's the
hold on,
guy.
Little nigga, you ain't about to just blow by me like that. Hold up. And then he be out there scoring, too. He an old nigga scoring.
Yeah, he'll get his bucket.
You feel what I'm saying?
He'll get his bucket.
But y'all
sure.
getting blew out, though. Dusted, hey, though. Don't, man, yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
I can't even say
worse than
to you.
The Warriors, though?
That's why I can't even.
Yeah,
oh,
let's talk
God.
About that if we talking about dusting.
Yeah, last night was sad.
Bro, Warriors up 3-1.
Curry now, was over there like
close out.
Curry just needs
I don't know
contacts
about,
all of a sudden.
I don't know about throwing some shit, but I feel like there's a point where they just stop playing. You know,
I know for sure they threw the game.
You think they threw it or they just didn't try?
Once, like Josh said, they for sure. Yeah, I feel like they threw that because they was just getting their ass whooped way like they never got their ass whooped like that, bro.
Nothing.
I think it's more just saving it, maybe keeping more in the tank. I don't think that's throwing it, though.
That's throwing the game.
To come back to the town
no,
to win
just,
it.
To if you're saving anything in a game where you could, like, end it, that's throwing it. Because bro. Why? What are you saving? Yeah.
Because
anything?
If you're supposed to go out there, get your check.
You're supposed to go out there, earn your check, leave it all on the floor, bro.
Well, but if you're playing like it's your last game and you have three opportunities to close it out, that's really bad to burn the fuel on all three of those games if you don't necessarily have to in game one.
So basically you're saying that's that they management. Sat them down to like I get rest.
Yeah, they didn't go as aggressive Look, as they could have.
I agree that's with what he's saying, but to make a point to what you just said, like you said, bro, they got to go out there and earn their paychecks, right? But how you earn them paychecks is you got to play these games. So we're going to have one more game in Oakland to get that revenue up. The team got to make paper to cover your paycheck, bro. They need these series to go like six games, bro.
So,
like,
so saving.
Sweeps are fire, but
so saving,
it's not good for business.
And then what you just said, that is really them relaxing on this game. And I feel like they threw that motherfucker just to win it at the crib. Possibly could be what you just said too. Save some energy. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I'm agreeing with y'all. Because guess what? That shit sounds too sweet to me. Ain't no goddamn confetti about to come down for them if they got that win last night.
So you think that they turned the ball over 20-plus times and hit all those shots on purpose?
Bro, did you see what them niggas was shooting last night?
On purpose?
Niggas was shooting shit they don't
normally
shoot,
bro. So they're that good
shoot,
at
bro.
Knowing how to miss as well as
making it? Hell yeah. If they know how to shoot that damn good, they know how to just throw some shit up like they had Chuck E. Cheese, Kelvin.
That's pretty true because I'm not that good at making baskets, but I'm pretty fucking good at missing the basket.
I think almost making it.
With like, Steph Curry being one of, if not the best, greatest shooter ever, I think it would be that much harder for him to try and miss. I feel like he could probably make it with his eyes closed more times than he would.
He got to focus to miss.
Yeah, like I feel like I don't even know if he can if he tried type shit.
Bro.
He's that good of a shooter.
Bro. Klay Thompson is even enough best of a shooter too.
No splashes.
Exactly. So I'm like, I think it was just an off game. I think it's impossible for a shooter or shooters that good to just miss,
bro,
willingly. They can have a bad game where they're just missing,
Kelvin.
But there's no way those were calculated bricks.
Kelvin,
you can't. I think you could throw a calculated brick,
Kelvin. Right now, if we was at 24, right? Just be realistic, huh? Be realistic, for real, for real. And you went out there set to brick every fucking shot. Are you not able to do that?
I can't.
He said I can't.
I knew he wasn't going to keep it 100, though. But crazy. Yeah, good looking, though.
I would have to take bad enough shots, though. You know, well, one, I'm not getting 100, 500 shots up every day in practice.
If you told me right now I had to do 20 almost made it, I could do that.
Bro.
I got 20 almost made it.
I could go in there looking fly as a motherfucker, looking like I'm about to score everything.
Everything coming out.
But that's because how many shots are you guys getting up over the course of a month or whatever it is?
Bro, we're speaking of the same shoes that the Warriors was wearing to shank the game, to win it at the crib.
But I think you're
making 100 threes in a row at practice type
shoes. And how many did he make yesterday?
But if he won to miss, I think he could focus in the moment and miss.
How many did he make yesterday, Kelvin?
We looking it up right
now. I mean, I get muscle memory, but I think that you could do something to throw off muscle memory if you wanted to, you know?
I just don't think there's any world where they were throwing this game.
Nah.
I feel it.
They gave up in it.
Yeah, they gave up.
They didn't throw it, but they gave up in it, and they gave up bad. And the shit was embarrassing.
Man, I think them niggas shanked it.
But
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
It's all good. Come back.
It's too good, fool.
Come back
to the nowhere pool out here. Just all these niggas just shank. Everybody just shanking it,
bro.
Like a prison yard.
They better not. They better not come losing in the Bay, bro. I don't want to see a 7-game series for this because that's just demoralizing.
Bro, they are about to blow them niggas out like they just got blew out. Oh no! Bro. Watch this shit happen.
Yeah, we got to.
Mark my word. I'm not saying, like, I don't want nobody to be like, oh, he's talking bad about the Warriors. No. I remember my tickets say they was going to win in six. I thought they was going to win.
Well, I bet on it. In six. There we go.
I bet on that. So I don't want it to get twisted like, oh, he hate the Warriors. No, nigga. Because I know right now, if they go to the crib, which is about to happen, bring the cheerleaders out. You want him to lose?
I want him to lose bad.
Of course he does.
Because you're afraid to play.
I want to see.
I'm not going to lie. I am very afraid. I'd much rather play a Grizzlies team with no John Morant than the
Warriors, even if they...
It's not going to happen.
It's not.
Hey. It's impossible.
The way game five looked.
So what are we...
We might got a dance.
There might be a thing there. I don't know.
But they Luka, hey, don't get it twisted. Luke, y'all got Luka in front of y'all, bro.
Nah, he's been an issue.
For sure.
Big issue. Cuz slow, too. He be out there, like, moving slow, but getting bucket. Like,
you can't even.
Like, I think he got power, bro.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like today's game, it's not even about speed anymore. It's more just about, like, finesse and skill.
Skill, for sure, for sure.
And just being bigger and longer than everybody else, like Giannis.
Yeah.
Bro. Beast.
Pause.
Dude, it's just unfair watching this series and watching him just go up the middle and being well protected, well guarded, and just around everybody.
So do you think there's a team or like a defensive scheme that could stop him, or do you think you just have to pray for a bad game?
No, he's too tough. He's too big. He's too
strong.
It's
a scheme that can stop him, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You double him, and there's no Chris Middleton to throw to. Like, there's a lot of shit they could do, but Celtics haven't figured that out.
It got to be three people, bro.
Yeah.
It got to be three people. It can't be not like that. It can possibly
I think there's more to
but it has to be three people because one to that's the man up on him, right? One on this side, one on this side to clamp down when he comes to the hole because you got to rely on all these other motherfuckers to beat them, bro. You got to shut him down. You shut him down and make everybody else win, it's a wrap. Fucking after that,
how are you going to out-rebound him, though?
Bro, you got three people on him.
He's fucking bigger than everybody.
Bro, if you put three people on him, the ref is going to see it's three niggas on cuz. And if he just bulldozed through one of them, it's a fucking charge.
But isn't that the bulldoze him? He's just bigger than them.
Bro, it's a defensive scheme that really going to work, though. I'm just being realistic with you. Like, not saying just some real life shit.
I need you to tell the Celtics this because they...
Bro, if they fucking... As soon as he gets the ball... Wherever he's at, top of the key, the person that's in front
of him. Celtics do need to be listening to you.
Bro, fuck that. Switch the defense. Shift the defense, bro. Drop this motherfucker that's in the corner up. You feel what I'm saying? Leave him wide open so he can see his man and the rim. This dude that's in the corner, drop back to help him too. Fuck that, cuz. Let these other motherfuckers beat y'all, bro. Face cuz. Straight up. That's the common denominator, right?
We're going to see.
It's him. Bro, stack them motherfuckers up on him.
That's the X's and O's
there. Bro, I'm telling you, bro, as soon as he touches the ball, I was seeing another guard and somebody else tall to fucking barge his ass.
I feel like that's what they kind of been doing the past few games. Anytime he gets it anywhere near the post.
Or three people?
No, it's a double team.
No, we need three people because as soon as he gets the ball
maybe in the paint, but you triple teaming somebody, especially somebody that can't shoot, you're only shooting yourself in the foot.
No, you triple team him as soon as he get the ball in his comfort zone, bro.
I would triple team Curry before I triple team.
Hell no. Hell no, Curry ain't even tall.
I think
tall
you're just leaving way too much open. You triple team Giannis.
Hey, bro, I'm just letting you know.
Maybe like a nice strong boxing one or something.
You just got to get it up. He's going to tap it out to the side, you know?
Bro, that's exactly what I want as a coach. That's what I want. I want them other motherfuckers to beat me from the corner all night. Straight up.
They might do it, though.
I think whoever wins this series is going to come out of the East because the Heat just finished the Sixers, which was kind of predictable.
Yeah.
But to double back on that, I bet on the Bucks too to win in six. So these are the same people I'm speaking about. Mm. I'm showing you how to beat them. But 76ers.
Did you bet the Sixers in seven?
No, I never bet seven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, it was six.
So you didn't bet the Sixers? Or?
I did bet the Sixers, bro.
In six?
Yeah, in six.
Oh, shit, and they got taken out in six.
Oh, shit, they did.
Yeah, damn. That was a bad one, too.
No, it's not bad. It's gambling. My bookie. It's not bad. You feel what I'm saying? It's going to be all right. And B got his face crushed.
Bruh.
No. It's going to ski all right.
You feel you know what I mean? It's going to ski all right. When somebody gets their face crushed, it's like, all right, cuz, yep. You can ride, bro. My bet gone. Fuck it, bro. Because that's your face, bro.
Wasn't his hand broken already, too?
Damn. His elbow?
Shit.
But yeah, man.
That's a tough look. Tough look for James Harden.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, James. You the homie, bro. You cool and all that. Mm-hmm. But, cuz, you got exposed, my boy. Yeah. Like, talk about old niggas playing Kelvin. Could look like Unk for show out there, bro.
You think
like,
he was just worried about the YSL?
Nah. He's worried about fucking Jeffrey.
Nah,
didn't
bro.
He be with them all the time?
But yeah, he's a slatty. He's he's a slime.
He was stressing James off his slimes. Name to appear in that indictment.
Hmm.
But nah,
my boy was out there. I seen one play where he caught the ball by the free throw line. It took like a half a step. And then almost tripped and then just passed to the bar real fast. I was sitting there like, oh man.
The night he went off, they just kept calling him Throwback Harden. They said, Harden of yesteryear. I was like,
nah,
damn.
Man. Shout out to my boy because his journey is dope, bro. His journey is fire, man.
Yeah.
Real talk, though. I got to put some respect on his name because I don't want him to see this and be like, oh man, you talking shit about me. Hey.
It's just the truth right now.
Yeah, right now at this moment, bro. I just seen like the game I see,
Big
bro. That
Unk
shit
on
was
the court
out there unking it.
Speak your truth, Kiki.
No, for real, that shit was funny as hell, man. But no, another team I want to speak on too, though, man. Hey, no lie though, Memphis. How y'all feel about Memphis and Ja, though, man?
I mean. I want to kick their ass.
Like, nah. Keep it real, though. Like, as far as Memphis teams, remember when they had, like, Michael Conley? You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Like,
Gasol?
Gasol and shit.
Yeah, they've had squad.
Like, how do y'all feel about this? This is a whole new, like, look for
Zach
Memphis.
Randolph? I mean, look.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
But to me, though, I mean, this has been a good rivalry. I love the Warriors Grizzlies. It's always been fun to see this little rivalry. And I fuck with this team, bro. Ja.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like a whole different type of look that they got right now, and it's working for them. It looks pretty cool.
I like the fact that it's a young team. They don't have much experience, but they're making a real push.
Oh yeah,
you know?
For sure.
It's like low key how like Booker was when they came. Like you know what I mean? Like, and it's just dope to see that shit, bro.
It's
like,
finally
to see
coming
teams.
Together.
Yeah, it's dope to see that, man. Man, I wish I could.
I hate what's his name though, Anderson.
Huh?
Kyle Anderson?
Yeah, bro. I just
slow motion,
bro. His Hezzy pack is just trash, bro.
Yeah, shout out to Hezzy God too.
Yes, shout out Hezzy God.
Hezzy God.
Don't on.
I'm cool.
His shit. But
I'm cool, bro. I just can't stand that man.
Mm. What's up with
ugly hooping?
Y'all know I can't pronounce her name. Is it Jokic?
Oh.
Who got MVP?
Jokic.
Shout out to Jokic. I'm going to call her Jokic.
Jokic.
Second, back to back.
Hey, man, shout out to Jokic.
That's fine.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He got the MVP, man. I seen him out there. It looked like they was on a farm and shit. He rode up on a little tractor. I was like, damn, cuz, this nigga out here.
There you go.
Blowing like a motherfucker. He out here with the trophy, cuz.
For real.
Dude, he's like the most strong, unchiseled person, I think, in the NBA.
Cuz looked like he just
a
like
big old
like juggernaut ass flat. Dude. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Be at the bar bumping your ass like, damn, bro, goddamn, bro.
No definition whatsoever. Just meat slabs.
And then he's like, let's go hoop. And he's out there balling.
Yanking shit. You
know, he lost 20 to like 25 pounds.
I know. Oh, yeah, he got lighter on his feet.
But it doesn't really look like it. What I'm saying is you got to see like the before and after. Like, yeah, he lighter, but like.
They said he entered the season at 285.
A lean
damn,
285.
That's how much I weigh.
Lean 285, okay.
How tall is he?
Like damn near like 6'9", 6'10".
Yeah, right?
He might be a footer, though, huh? I was about to say he might be a footer.
He doesn't really jump.
He's 6'11".
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was about to say, hold on, he might be a footer.
He's basically a footer.
Pretty much. Yeah, you already know. Shit, come walking through these doors, man. Shit. Because remember when Bobby Jones came, it was like, damn, bro. Oh, yeah, I'm 6'7".
6'7"?
6'7". Yeah, Bobby's 6'7", 6'8".
That's what 6'7", 6'8" looks like?
Yeah, bro.
That's the tallest person I'd ever seen.
Bro, if you was to see, like,
that was damn near the top.
You see fucking Damn, bro, I seen big. Tyson Chandler, bro. He came to my practice with fucking this is when this shit is crazy, bro. Jay Will was still playing and fucking they had the big dude, Eddie Curry.
Oh yeah.
So this is when they was at the Bulls, bro. They came to our practice. Fucking, we see this car pulling up, bro. Coach Trey car. I'll never forget this shit. He had a little fucking Cadillac CTS. Nice whip, you feel what I'm saying? But for these three fucking NBA basketball players to be in the car, Tyson is in the car, like, in the front, like, bent up, bro. Like, bent up. You got Eddie Curry behind him. You feel what I'm saying? In the CTS, bro. Tyson gets out.
That's a small car for a big man.
Tyson gets out, bro, walks up, shakes my hand, and I'm just like, literally, like, this is the tallest person I ever seen, like fucking right here, bro. This yeah. shit is crazy. Cuz just was towering over all of us, like, and I'm like, damn, bro. Did Eddie Curry come? He fucking 6'10", but he looked like a fucking refrigerator. Like, this shit is wild, bro. They fucking practiced with us for a little bit. That shit was tight. Tyson was blocking everybody shit, crazy. A moment I'll never forget, though, bro. Tallest person I ever seen in life.
Taco Fall.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's a big mo. Can you pass that water?
So, man.
Who is the big? Oh,
I feel bad about speaking on the Bulls. I feel bad, man.
How come?
My boy DeMar DeRozan ain't in the playoffs no more. But guess what the upside is? Come on down.
Hey, let's meet him.
You feel what I'm saying? Meet the homie from Compton, man. Show.
That would be sick as fuck.
DeMar cool, too. He not like, you feel what I'm saying? He gonna come kick it and laugh not like and certain shit. People. Like, you feel what I'm, yeah.
He's like other people.
He's like us. Like, he gonna kick back and laugh and shit. Dope. So, man, how y'all feeling? Y'all sliding? Y'all good?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man.
Feeling great.
I know. I hope so, man.
Yes, sir. We back.
I feel like we conversated really well today. I liked having Kelvin on here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Kelvin.
I felt like we had some group convos going.
Love that.
See, that's what people don't know, man. Off the scenes, off camera, like, we talk about this shit. We watch games. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we really do this shit. You feel what I'm saying? And then Kelvin is like, He's a younger generation from us to where he's tapped in the way we used to be tapped in. You feel what I'm saying? So that's a bigger picture for him being on this shit tonight, too, that I liked. So shout out to Kelvin, man, because you did a good job, bro.
And he has to do timestamps, and he's going to remember most of this as he does it. So.
And shout out to Kelvin for always setting up the games so we can watch them.
Straight
in
up.
The motherfucking office
on the most bootleg websites with like porn ads.
Not, I'm about to say up. With the porn. Hey,
I gotta work on getting us like a Hulu account or something.
No, but you know what? This is fire because we finally watching games at work with the homies. Like
straight up,
that shit is dope.
Remember it's the first me night?
Finally,
build something really cool in the next playoff.
Straight up, remember the first night? T-Pop was like, man, this is a vibe right here. This
oh
like,
yeah.
This is really like
it's a real vibe. And for sure.
Like, bro, we just kicking back watching. This is what we do, bro. This is what we would do if we fucking had enough time and being like, hey, man, come to the crib, man. We about to turn the game on.
New spot, though? When we get the new spot? Oh, yeah, we watching everything.
Come on now. You know we going to be in there like we watching in Vegas, man. It's about to be going down. Josh, bro, I need you to sign on to Call of Duty, man.
Soon. I got 0 minutes available.
Okay. I respect that.
But I put in all the extra minutes I got into this right now. Like, yes. That's another thing I want to do in the new spot, video games.
Yeah, we Ooh. Got to.
For us to be doing gaming streams a couple times a week.
Straight up. For all y'all watching this, man, I'll be gaming Call of Duty, and I'll be playing 2K. Add me on there as Skeezus. S-C-C. 5 E's, Z-U-S, Skeezus. That's if you're on Xbox. If you got the PS5 or the PC, 453-1188. Add your boy. Straight up, because I'll be on there gunning. They had me fucked up last night, y'all. Remember I was saying we're going to bring the E-games? You feel me? We're
going to
get it cracking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to speak on that for a second. They've been having me fucked up, Bossanova. Straight up, I told these fools on my Instagram story, link up, bro. This Ski TV, link up. We about to shoot. Oh man, Ski gonna be out there getting smoked. 5 kills. As soon as we get off, niggas is dying laughing. They over here playing, and they, Ski, bro, you really got 5 kills, right? Man, I'm bloodthirsty. What you talking about? You
predator out there,
bro,
shit.
Bro, that shit is, like, literally fun, bro. That's why I asked you, bro. Man, if, when you do get some time, though, don't trip. We have to play that shit because they've been asking for you. They like, bro, tell Josh to play.
We're going to figure out the video game thing. That's going to be fire. Y'all get that problem.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do it. Y'all got anything else y'all want to, you feel me, square
I want to say we time traveled. Hopefully everything we said today is going to be like super accurate by the time this comes out on Sunday. We're going to have a whole new update on all these series that just came through. We got bets on the line right now. So turn next week, figure out how much money we lost or won. Definitely won, though, right?
One.
Right. We
big ones.
We're
big W's. Blue.
I know for sure. This is, I'm going to just throw them off the top because I remember. Bruins with the hockey. Kings with the hockey. Maple Leafs with the hockey because it's been 67th.
They are 67, blue.
So I'm going to ride with them. You feel what I'm saying? I'm rocking with them. All right. Baseball.
Bet the Lightning.
Yep. Hold on. No. Not before that. You did say Lightning, too. So that's the four.
But you can't say the Lightning
because they're on the same.
The Lightning is playing against the Maple Leafs. Yeah.
Fuck it. Well, I'm putting a parlay on both of them. Let's ride. So look, this is what we're doing right after that. Yeah, my bookie. So yeah, after that, who you riding with? You riding with your sons?
Of course.
All right. Warriors?
Yeah, you already know. Come on.
Celtics in 7.
Celtics in 7.
Been all right, for sure.
Love y'all.
That's what it do, man. And all right. Can't wait to see y'all next time. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yes, please do that.